WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have 58 degrees here at the KJN studios under cloudy skies here this morning. There is a chance of some scattered light rain here early. Otherwise, we expect skies to become partly cloudy with northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour and a high of 68 degrees. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in local news here on KJN. News is brought to you this hour by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency or on the square in Greenfield. The Page County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of three Red Oak residents after a several-month investigation into a marijuana grow operation in Page County. A search warrant was executed at 5:20 a.m. on Monday at 104 First Avenue in Red Oak. As a result of the investigation and the search warrant, deputies arrested 48-year-old Timothy Brian Houch, 51-year-old Lori K. Houch, and 48-year-old Len Kenneth Houchins, all of Red Oak. All three individuals were charged with manufacturing of a controlled substance, marijuana, a Class D felony, conspiracy, a Class D felony, and tax stamp for marijuana violation, a Class D felony. Bond for each was set at $5,000. Timothy Brian Houch posted bond and was released pending further court proceedings. Lori K. Houch and Lynn Kenneth Houchins were being held in the Page County Jail. Further charges are pending in the investigation. KJAN News Time is 7:08. In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance, just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. In Greenfield, see the Adair County Insurance Agency, a Grinnell Mutual member. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated. Call 712-764-6000. In other local news, the Page County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a rural New Market man on Sunday night. At 10:12 p.m., deputies were called to a domestic disturbance at 3488 Highway 2 in Page County, about a half mile west of New Market. During the investigation, it was determined that a resident at the address, 35-year-old Tyrell Daniel Cunningham, had a valid Pottawatomie County warrant for violation of probation from the original charge of OWI first offense. He was taken to the Page County Jail and held on $2,000 bond awaiting transfer to Pottawatomie County. No charges have been filed in regards to the disturbance that deputies originally responded for. A Shambaugh man was arrested on Sunday afternoon by Page County Sheriff's officials. At 4:21 p.m., deputies were called to 601 Hershey Street in Shambaugh for a violation of a no-contact order. 56-year-old David Jacob Stimson of Shambaugh was found to be in violation of a valid protection order. The protected party was inside the residence where they live. Stimson was taken to the Page County Jail and held on no bond until he saw the Page County magistrate, who then set his bond at $300 for the simple misdemeanor. A house fire in Panama early on Monday morning claimed the life of one person. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office reports they were dispatched along with Panama Fire and Rescue to a house fire at 201 South 2nd Street in Panama at 2:38 a.m. Found inside the residence was 87-year-old Noreen Malberg, who was pronounced dead at the scene. Portsmouth Fire and Rescue, Erling Fire and Rescue, Westphalia Fire and Rescue, and Medevac also responded to the scene. And the state fire marshal is continuing to investigate the cause of that fire. Plans call for a proposed tower in downtown Des Moines to be even taller, growing from an earlier 32 floors to a currently proposed 39 floors. The Des Moines Register reports plans recently submitted by developer Mandelbaum Properties to the city's Urban Design Review Board have increased the height of the tower to 452 feet. That would make it Iowa's third tallest building. behind two other buildings in downtown Des Moines. The cost of the project, which also includes a five-story office complex and an 11-story parking garage, is estimated at $170 million. The city will help the financing with tax breaks and forgivable loans. The complex will include apartments, a hotel, and movie theater. Another developer plans to begin work this winter on a 26-story apartment building at 7th and Walnut Streets. Iowa grocers are pushing to change the state's bottle deposit law in hopes of shifting the recycling effort out of their businesses. The law requires consumers to pay a 5-cent deposit when purchasing beverage containers. Consumers are refunded the deposit when they return the container to a store or redemption center. The Des Moines Register reports the Iowa Grocery Industry Association is working to replace the law with an expanded statewide recycling and litter control program. Association President Michelle Hurd says grocers no longer want to handle unsanitary cans and bottles. Opponents of the law repeal fear that litter would increase. Hurd says repeal legislation would still address litter and recycling. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources says the state recycles about 86% of its beverage containers. And the Winnebago tribe is hoping to reclaim land in Iowa that was once part of its reservation in northeast Nebraska, but local hunters are concerned they might lose access. The Sioux City Journal reports the 1,643 acres of land is owned by the federal government and attracts hundreds of hunters each year. The land, which is near the tribe's Winnebago's casino, was part of the Winnebago Reservation when it was created in 1865, but the eastern border of the reservation was the Missouri River, which changed course over the years. U.S. Representative Steve King introduced a bill earlier this month to transfer the land to the Bureau of Indian Affairs, where it would be held in trust for the tribe. That's a look at news. We'll check funeral announcements next. News time is 7:13. The Wright Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agencies. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated. Call 712-764-6000. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Greenfield, see the Adair County Insurance Agency, a Grinnell Mutual member. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. In your funeral announcements, Larry Embry, age 76 of Madrid and formerly of Panora, died September 10th. Graveside services for Larry Embry will be held today at 10 a.m. at the West Cemetery in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. James J. Murray, age 85 of Irwin, died Wednesday. Graveside services and burial for James Murray will be held Tuesday at 2 p.m. at the Oak Hill Cemetery in Irwin. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Gerald Wheatley, age 82 of Messina, died Thursday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A visitation to celebrate the life of Gerald Wheatley will be held tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Rowan Funeral Home in Atlantic. Judy Kors, age 71 of Atlantic, died Friday at home. Funeral services for Judy Kors will be held Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home Atlantic has the arrangements. Doris L. Lockery, age 93 of Guthrie Center, died Saturday in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Doris L. Lockery will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Raymond Thielen, age 79 of Manning, died Saturday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. A mass of Christian burial for Raymond Thielen will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Norma Jean Lemke, age 91 of Guthrie Center, died Sunday at the Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Private family services for Norma Jean Lemke will be held on Wednesday at 2 p.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Ronald Scott Elmore, age 66 of Avoca, died September 18th in Meade, Kansas. Celebration of life for Ronald Scott Elmore will be held on Wednesday at 6 p.m. at Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. And Isla Larson, age 90 of Atlantic, died Saturday at home. Funeral services for Isla Larson will be held on Saturday at 3 p.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. That's a look at your news and funeral announcements here on KJN. News brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.